Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 8th of June, the 159th day of 2026, giving us 206 days to reach 2027. Sometimes the calendar motivates me, though eventually my biorhythms will gain the upper hand, guiding me through whatever I've set my mind to accomplish. The adage of love how you live and live how you love is hard for some of us to honor on a reliable basis. My girlfriend, however, is better at it than I am. This is where or when her biorhythms appear to be superior to mine, because I need to become especially conscious about orienting myself to the sorts of things that, perhaps, might be the last things I'll be doing, whereas she simply glides forth in an obvious semblance of grace that is a marvel to behold. Living in the moment, moment by moment, leads us into the future. How well that vision is realized incrementally has everything to do with the quality of the engagement. Recently, I've been asked to teach a couple of courses and was presented with the department's choice of text for the courses. And that text is peppered with suggestions for using AI. Some folks try to keep the infancy of AI in perspective by calling it almost intelligence. Others recognize the potential perniciousness of AI in the making. Ian Anderson of the group Jethro Tull states on the group's website, "This is the tip of the iceberg in terms of a future where AI at its worst is accepted and tolerated in society. As the AI algorithms become more sophisticated, it will be harder and harder to spot the fakes, and we will all be reduced to simply not trusting any source of information or entertainment." From an instructor's point of view, trusting the source is always a concern, and has been the sort of vigilance that monitors plagiarism. GPT-0 is one of the few companies in the past few years that is geared toward analyzing documents and other creations for their content, that is, human-generated versus artificially generated. They supply a hopper into which a work in question can be pasted and subsequently analyzed. Beware of the fast-tracking AI proponents and their glowing promises. The new age of computerization 40 years ago sounded remarkably similar. Birthday girl Australian poet Gwen Harwood has this to say in her piece, "Thought is surrounded by a halo." Show me the order of the world, the hard-edged light of this is so, prior to all experience and common to both world and thought, no model but the truth itself. Language is not a perfect game, and if it were, how could we play? The world's more than the sum of things, like moon, sky, center, body, bed, as all the singing masters know. Picture two lovers side by side, who sleep and dream, and wake to hold the real and imagined world, body by body, word by word, in the wild halo of their thought. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays for today are those of William Dampier, Robert Schumann, Robert Morris, Frank Dalton, Frank Lloyd Wright, Noel Ween, Francis Crick, Lillian Ross, Gwen Harwood, Barbara Bush, George Hardy, Joan Rivers, James Darren, Nancy Sinatra, Sherman Garnes, Chuck Negron, Boz Skaggs, Kathy Baker, Sonia Braga, Bonnie Tyler, Tim Berners-Lee, LaDonna Brave Bull Allard, Julian Margulies, and Kanye West. And of noteworthy historical significance, today in 1504, in the Opera del Duomo of the Florence Cathedral, Michelangelo completed his 17-foot-tall marble statue, David. Today in 1949, George Orwell published his dystopian classic, 1984. Today in 2002, Serena Williams won her first French Open tennis title by defeating her sister, Venus Williams. And today in 2009, the United Nations hosted its first World Oceans Day to raise awareness of the threats they and their marine ecosystems faced. Heavenward this evening in the northwest sky, a little after sunset, the planets Jupiter and Venus will appear to be keeping close company, and Mercury will be shining slightly below them. This morning, around 8 o'clock, our third quarter moon will occur, and on Sunday we'll have this year's earliest sunrise at 5:21 a.m. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise, welcoming this 12th and therefore penultimate week of spring, the 24th week of 2026, and the second week of June. Keep the faith.